This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're searching for the moon. Saturday was International Observe the Moon Night, and a group of staff at the Anchorage Lusac Library celebrated it for their third consecutive year. Linda Klein is the Youth Services Librarian at the Lusac and is running tonight's event. She's excited to be a part of the world's astronomy community.
If you go onto the International Moon Night's website, you can see all the events that are going on all over the world. Some of them are happening at people's houses. Some are happening at big planetariums. Everyone pretty much does what they want to observe the moon.
But it's raining tonight, and the moon is blocked by clouds. So we'll have to do our lunar activities indoors. On the first floor of the library, some workstations are set up. And the most popular one, by far, is the Oreo station.
So what we're going to do with our Oreo cookies is we're going to pretend that that's the moon.
Really?
Yeah.
Klein uses a butter knife to scrape off different amounts of frosting on several cookies, displaying each phase of the moon.
Now look, guess what this one is?
Yes.
Does that one look like that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's the full moon.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Luna.
So you know what they call this one, where you can't see anything? That's called the new moon.
But the children know what the most important question is.
So are we going to eat that?
Spirits are high in the library, but Klein says she's had some serious hurdles tonight. First, there was the bad weather to deal with, and then...
I'm trying to get onto NASA's websites to find out the latest information on LADEE, and oh my gosh, can't get anything. All the websites are down. It's so frustrating.
But she's not going to let federal shutdowns and poor weather stop her moon celebration. Klein has brought in a guest speaker for a presentation in the library's auditorium. Travis Rector is a professor of astronomy at UAA and a moon lover.
For me, it's like a regular companion. Whenever the skies are clear, I'm looking for it, and it's just it's like an old friend that you're always happy to see.
His presentation tonight is mostly geared for kids, describing waxing and waning and the orbit of the moon. But I have to admit, and my seventh grade teacher would be so upset, I couldn't remember the answer to this.
Here's a question for you. Do we always see the same side of the moon? Yes or no?
For the answer, Rector uses children from the audience.
Okay, so how about you be the sun, all right? And you be the earth, okay? And I'd like for you to be the moon, okay? You just stand right there.
While the earth child spins in place, Rector has the moon child orbit around him. But the whole time the moon child orbits, he stays facing the sun, always showing the same side of the moon to the earth.
Great, when she is turning. Okay, you can stop, kiddo. That was pretty good. I think we went through about 14 years there.
Professor Rector says it doesn't matter what age you are. You can find something to appreciate about the moon, especially if you're Alaskan.
The tides are, of course, critical to life here in Alaska. Everyone who's a fisherman or a kayaker knows about the tides. The tides are an important source of energy for many forms of life in the ocean, and it's thought that those tides actually help the development of life here on Earth. We think that life wouldn't be like it is now if it wasn't for the moon.
And event organizer Linda Klein hopes her guests will now agree with that sentiment and that they will leave the International Observe the Moon Night with something new.
Kind of an appreciation of the moon, maybe looking up in the sky at night, maybe get a little curious about science and space exploration. That's what I hope people come away with.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.